Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Florida Marlins and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Florida Marlins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Hanley Ramirez. Batting second. The center fielder, Alfredo Amezaga. Batting third. The third baseman, Miguel Cabrera. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Josh Willingham. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Jacobs. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Dan Ugla. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Chris Aguila. Batting eighth. The catcher, Matt Trenner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Scott Olson. Pitching for the Florida Marlins, Scott Olson. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Juan Pierre. Batting second. The shortstop, Ronnie Cedeno. Batting third. The first baseman, Todd Walker. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Aramis Ramirez. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Matt Merton. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Hairston. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jacques Jones. Batting eighth. The catcher, Henry Blanco. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Angel Guzman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Angel Guzman. And now, play ball. Hanley Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alfredo Amezaga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Ramirez moves to second. Alfredo Amezaga is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Amezaga hits a line drive towards short. Cedeno catches it and throws to second to double up Ramirez. 2 outs. Miguel Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cabrera hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Jones, who is chasing the ball. Cabrera reaches third base with a triple. Josh Willingham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Willingham is hit by the pitch. Mike Jacobs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jacobs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Marlins nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Juan Pierre is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pierre strikes out. 1 out. Ronnie Cedeno is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ugla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ugla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Marlins nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Dan Ugla is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Ugla hits a pop-up towards third. Ramirez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chris Aguila is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Aguila strikes out. 2 outs. Matt Trenner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Trenner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Marlins nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Aramis Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Matt Merton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Merton hits a line drive into left field. Willingham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hairston hits a fly ball into left field. Willingham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jacques Jones is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ugla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Scott Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Olsen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hairston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hanley Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ramirez takes first base on ball 4. Alfredo Amezaga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Ramirez. The throw from Blanco and he is out, Cedeno applying the tag. Two outs. Alfredo Amezaga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Amezaga is 0-for-1 in the game. Amezaga hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cedeno scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Marlins nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Henry Blanco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Blanco hits a fly ball into left field. Willingham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Angel Guzman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Guzman hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Ugla reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Juan Pierre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierre is 0-for-1 in the game. Pierre hits a fly ball into right field. Aguila settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Marlins nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Miguel Cabrera batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cabrera is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Cabrera takes first base on ball 4. Josh Willingham is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Willingham is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Willingham hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Marlins. Mike Jacobs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jacobs is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacobs takes first base on ball 4. Dan Ugla is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ugla is 0-for-1 in the game. Ugla strikes out. One out. Chris Aguila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguila is 0-for-1 in the game. Aguila hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jacobs moves to second. Matt Trenor is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Trenor is 0-for-1 in the game. Trenor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jacobs scores. Aguila moves to third. It's 3-1, Marlins. Scott Olsen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Olsen is 0-for-1 in the game. Olsen bunts in front of the plate. Blanco fields it and throws to first for the out. Trenor moves to second. Two outs. Hanley Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ramirez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Marlins 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ronnie Cedeno batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cedeno is 0-for-1 in the game. Cedeno takes first base on ball 4. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker strikes out. One out. Aramis Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ramirez takes first base on ball 4. Citino moves to second. Matt Merton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Merton is 0-for-1 in the game. Merton takes first base on ball 4. Citino moves to third. Ramirez moves to second. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hairston is 0-for-1 in the game. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards second. Ugla throws to second for 1, and Ramirez throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Citino scores. Ramirez scores. Hairston moves to second. 2 outs. It's Marlins, 3, Cubs, 3. Jacques Jones batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Hairston. The throw from Trenor and he is safe. Hairston steals third. Jacques Jones is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ugla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Marlins 3, and the Cubs 3. The Marlins will come to bat. Alfredo Amezaga is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Amezaga is 0-for-2 in the game. Amezaga hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Blanco fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Miguel Cabrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabrera is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hairston fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Josh Willingham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Willingham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Willingham takes first base on ball 4. Cabrera moves to second. Mike Jacobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Jacobs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jacobs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ramirez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Marlins 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Henry Blanco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Blanco is 0-for-1 in the game. Blanco hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Trenor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Angel Guzman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Guzman is 0-for-1 in the game. Guzman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Olsen fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Juan Pierre is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pierre is 0-for-2 in the game. Pierre is hit by the pitch. Ronnie Citino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pierre. The throw from Trenor and he is out, Ramirez applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Marlins 3, and the Cubs 3. The Marlins will come to bat. Roberto Novoa now pitching. Dan Ugla is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ugla is 0-for-2 in the game. Ugla strikes out. 1 out. Chris Aguila is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Aguila is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aguila hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Jones who is chasing the ball. Aguila reaches third base with a triple. Matt Trenor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Trenor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Trenor strikes out. 2 outs. Matthew Sepicki pinch hits for Scott Olsen. Matthew Sepicki is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sepicki hits a fly ball into center field. Pierre settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Marlins 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ricky Nolasco now pitching. Ronnie Cittino is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Cittino is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cittino strikes out. 1 out. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Aramis Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ramirez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Matt Merton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Merton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Merton hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Jacobs, and towards Ugla, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Marlins 3, and the Cubs 3. The Marlins will come to bat. Hanley Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ramirez strikes out. 1 out. Alfredo Amezaga batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Amezaga is 0 for 3 in the game. Amezaga hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cittino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Miguel Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cabrera is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Cabrera hits a fly ball into center field. Pierre settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Marlins 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hairston is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hairston strikes out. 1 out. Jacques Jones is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones strikes out. 2 outs. Henry Blanco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Blanco is 0 for 2 in the game. Blanco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Marlins 3, and the Cubs 3. The Marlins will come to bat. Scott Williamson now pitching. Josh Willingham batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Willingham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Willingham takes first base on ball 4. Eric Reed pinch runs for Josh Willingham. Mike Jacobs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. The umpire calls a balk on Williamson. Reed moves to second. Mike Jacobs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Reed moves to third. Mike Jacobs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jacobs is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jacobs strikes out. 1 out. Dan Ugla is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ugla is 0 for 3 in the game. Ugla takes first base on ball 4. Chris Aguila is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Aguila is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Aguila takes first base on ball 4. Ugla moves to second. Bob Horry now pitching. John Mabry now playing right field. Wes Helms pinch hits for Matt Trenner. Wes Helms is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Helms hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Mabry. Helms reaches second base with a double. Reed scores. Ugla scores. Aguila moves to third. It's 5-3, Marlins. Miguel Olivo pinch hits for Ricky Nolasco. Miguel Olivo is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Olivo hits a fly ball into center field. Pierre settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Aguila tags and scores. Helms tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-3, Marlins. Hanley Ramirez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ramirez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Marlins 6, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Alfredo Amezaga now playing left field. Eric Reed now playing center field. Franklin German now pitching. Miguel Olivo now catching. John Mabry is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mabry hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Juan Pierre is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Pierre is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Pierre takes first base on ball 4. Mabry moves to second. Ronnie Cittino is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cittino is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Cittino hits a fly ball into center field. Reed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Todd Walker batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into left field. Amezaga settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aramis Ramirez is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ramirez takes first base on ball 4. Mabry moves to third. Pierre moves to second. Matt Merton is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Merton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Merton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mabry scores. Pierre scores. Ramirez moves to second. It's 6-5, Marlins. Matt Herge is now pitching. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hairston is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hairston strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Marlins 6, and the Cubs 5. The Marlins will come to bat. Scott Ayer now pitching. Neofy Perez now playing second base. Alfredo Amezaga is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Amezaga is 0-for-4 in the game. Amezaga strikes out. One out. Miguel Cabrera is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Cabrera is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Cabrera takes first base on ball 4. Eric Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed bunts towards the mound. Ayer fields it and throws to first for the out. Cabrera moves to second. Two outs. Mike Jacobs is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Jacobs is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Jacobs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cabrera scores. It's 7-5, Marlins. Dan Ugla batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Ugla is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Ugla hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Mabry. Ugla reaches second base with a double. Jacobs moves to third. Chris Aguila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguila is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Aguila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cittino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Marlins 7, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Borowski now pitching. Neofy Perez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ugla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Henry Blanco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Blanco is 0-3 in the game. Blanco takes first base on ball 4. John Mabry is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Mabry is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Mabry strikes out. Two outs. Juan Pierre is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Pierre is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Pierre strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Florida Marlins, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.